Everybody, so today we are having Tej Pratap Batra on the show. So today, what we are going to discuss, Tej, that will be topic.
I think we are going to discuss about the email marketing.
Yeah, right? We are going to discuss about, is email marketing dead?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about that. So Tej, let me introduce him. He is the founder of a stunning new blog called Marketing Mood. So you can check out his website, you will get that in the show notes. So now I will be talking about email, is email marketing dead? Then I will talk everything in this podcast. Then in the end, Tej Pratap Batra will give his perspective, is email marketing dead or not? So are you ready, Tej?
Yeah, sure.
So what is it? Is email marketing dead? I have seen this query on plenty of different forums. Like people say, like, don't use email, don't spend your money on email, email marketing is that, don't go for it. Like, these are something that are coming up from last 5 years, I think. But, you know what, let me tell you something. If you think email marketing is dead, just open your inbox right now. Open your inbox and see, like, how many emails you're having. And very big companies, like, if I open my inbox right now, very big companies, like, AppSumo is sending me emails. And there are tons of other companies as well. And they are sending me regular emails. Why they are doing it? What is their perspective? What is the thing they want to accomplish with email marketing? It's nothing. Because they want to make more money. According to some stats, I do not know. I forgot to mention the source. But I will give the source link in the show notes. Okay, so that stat said, like, email marketing is the cheapest source to reach out to your audience. And I totally agree to it. What Tej, you will say about it? Is email is the cheapest source to reach out to your audience with prospective through a blog? And not blog, mean blog is something where people come regularly. On social media, if we compare it with social media, like social media is not having any kind of reach. If we compare it with ads, ad will cost a lot of money. So what is your perspective to it? Like, email marketing is cheapest source or not?
Well, first of all, thank you, Shehraz, for inviting me here.
Buddy, you need to say this in the starting of the show.
Actually, you will continue to speaking. That's why I didn't want to interrupt you. Email marketing is the cheapest source. Well, I would say yes, because, you know, I have tested it and I have seen, because I have bought so many products because of the email, right? Last time when we were talking that I was checking the emails and I suddenly saw a program, Pixomatic, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea about this program, but that too actually. But because I saw that it will help me to create some good graphics and all, so I went for it. But when I bought, actually, because, you know, the marketing, the way they marketing, so I'm not saying anything bad, but I have already some tools regarding it. So when I bought it, then I realized, okay, I already have the tools. But literally, I bought it thanks to the email, okay? So obviously, you're sending the same emails, and it's like people are buying, because you are reminding me, email is the best source to communicate, right? And that is why it is the cheapest also. Because it is giving you so many sales, right? If you are the vendor, and if you are an affiliate marketer, then it is the best source.
Yeah, it's all about owning your web properties, right? So this is your perspective to this particular thing, and let's talk next to it. Now let me talk about some more stats, not stats. Like, this is a very popular quote by Gary Vaynerchuk. Marketers ruin everything. Like, I listened this quote from Brian Dean, the founder of Backlink.com. So he said, marketers ruin everything, by Gary Vaynerchuk. So when I think that, like, that is absolutely true. Just apply your brain and think of, like, you are the new trend come in the market every single day, and they go down like anything. Like, in India, there is one trend called Vinod. Vinod. I don't know what the story is. You know story behind the Vinod?
Well, I heard that I don't know the two guys who were like giving us like making a video, and the video, someone came, his name was Vinod, and he just typed his name, Vinod.
Okay, in government.
Everyone started copying, that is all I know.
Okay, Vinod. Like, that trend is so popular. Think of, in email marketing show, we are talking about Vinod.
Yeah.
So, there are new trends come marketing every day, but, you know, the new marketing tactics that I used approximately 10 years from now, most of them are outdated in this way. So marketing is an ever-changing field. You need to be continuous learning. And email marketing is something that is exists more than a past decade now. And this is one more reason, like, people think that it's more like any marketing technique, email marketing is dead. I totally agree to the fact, like, email open rates are going down like anything. I totally agree to it. But it's not fucking dead yet. This is something that I know about it. Add to that, just, you know, like, companies like Apple, Amazon mail you. What more proof you want email marketing is working in this way? And why they're doing it, you know, because they want to get more attention, and the more attention is equal to more money. So, conclusion of the story is, that's a little twister. Conclusion of the story is, the email marketing is still alive and will be alive from at least like 3 to 5 years. And you can start building your list right now, and we will recommend you ConvertKit. If you want to start building your link list, if you want to use ConvertKit, then please open sharavs.link/ConvertKit. That is sharaj.link/ConvertKit. You can check that tool out. And that's all for this particular episode. And in the last, I just want to ask Paige, like I mentioned some points in this particular episode. You agree to it, do you disagree to it? But this is the last part of the video. I will not argue with him. And the question and everything will be yours. Okay, like, what is the decision you want to take? Okay, Tej, tell, what is your perspective?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for giving me another chance. I thought they didn't forget me. Okay, so yeah, I totally agree, because, you know, once you say Caribbean just work, then marketers have ruined everything. So the biggest mistake that we are doing is that we are not adapting. If we are not adapting and we are not getting the results, we like spread it in a negative way, right? That was the main, I think, the reason and why marketers are like not getting the results, and they are like ruining the market by that. Okay, that was the main thing. And obviously, like, you have actually cleared a lot of points inside it, because I was listening to you very clearly, okay? So email marketing is something that it's open with its reading, because actually we are not giving time, right? We are very busy, right?
Yeah.
We don't have time to like work. And that's what people are doing. They are just scrolling. And when they find a good heading, then they open, right? So that's, why the open rate is decreasing, because so many people are not understanding it, and people are getting used to it. Okay, so you have to come with a creativity here, with the something that
And I want to add a point over here. Like, sometimes, let me tell you my story. I subscribe to so many people. In every hour, I am having at least 10 to 15 emails.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. But you know, subject time is something that you are saying, like, some people are not. But what I noticed is, like, people like me, like, I just open emails based on the subject line or the credibility of the people that are sending me emails. So I think these are the two reasons that spend most. Is what I mean by that is, branding is next level thing. When it comes to SEO, branding is next level thing. When it comes to marketing, when it comes to like selling things, where branding is everything. So in email marketing, if you're having strong brand, then it helps you.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to say any conclusion or anything at the end? After that, I will just end this particular episode.
Well, I think you have given the you're almost close to that, so I would give you that opportunity to conclude it, because your audience wants to listen to you.
Okay, so guys, the conclusion of the story, as I tell, email marketing is not dead yet. Go and build your email list, and you can check out ConvertKit. The link will be in the show notes. So that's all for this particular episode. If you're tuning to this particular episode on Apple Podcast, then please give a 5-star rating or whatever you think this podcast worth. Okay, so that's all for this particular podcast, and I will see you inside next one.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning to this particular episode. I really love you, because you are in the end of this particular episode, and I want one favor for you. If you are listening to this episode on Apple Podcast, then please give it a 5-star rating. It will be being a world to me, and also help our podcast to grow a little bit. That's all for this outro, and I will see you inside the next particular episode.